So in the sutta, we encounter Sariputta. Sariputta is one of the principal disciples of the Buddha. And as it happens, Sariputta is particularly associated with wisdom, with clarity, insight and understanding. If you like, with cherishing the doctrine, you could say. So Sariputta is at Sarvati, which is one of the common places where the Buddha and his disciples spent their rainy seasons. And he's heard about a great practitioner called Punyamantaniputta. He's heard about this man, and he wants to go and check him out. He wants to find out if this guy, you know, it lives up to his reputation. You know, if he is really who people say he is. So, well, rather than just barging in on him, Sariputta waits all day, meditating under a tree. And in the evening, he approaches Punya with a question. And Sariputta's question is a simple one. It's essentially this. For what purpose does one practice the Buddha's teaching? This is what he asks Punya. And in asking this question, Sariputta introduces a little-known teaching called the Seven Vishuddhis, or the Seven Purifications. And it's these seven purifications, or these seven stages of purification, that I want to introduce this evening and explore a little bit. So just before I go into them in more detail, I'll just mention what they are. Firstly, there's purification of virtue or ethics. Secondly, purification of mind. Thirdly, purification of view. Fourthly, purification by overcoming doubt. Fifthly, purification by knowledge and vision of what is and what is not the path. Sixthly, purification by knowledge and vision of the way. And seventhly, purification by knowledge and vision. Now maybe that list strikes you as rather boring and dry and dusty. That's okay. I think it did me when I first looked at it. But hopefully, in looking at it, you know, we'll start to open it up a little bit at least. The formula of the seven Vishuddhis presents a progressive list of stages seen as levels of purification. And just before commenting on the individual stages, I just want to touch on the meaning of the word Vishuddhi itself. So Vishuddhi, or Visuddhi, means brightness, splendor, excellency. It means ethical purity, holiness, sanctification, and rectitude, and also purification. So I think it's worth noting that purification is an aesthetic and ethical quality. It's not something, perhaps, that we'd normally associate with the intellect. And yet, at least five of the seven stages specifically relate to the purification of one's understanding. So I think this point should be borne in mind. Thought has an aesthetic quality. It can be beautiful and it can be ugly. It can be inspiring and it can be depressing. A thought may be a work of art as much as a painting. And if we're able to appreciate this analogy, it may enable us to engage our imagination more decisively in approaching the Dharma. I think often thoughts are seen as cold, detached things, unidimensional, and rather prosaic. Well, and they often are. But then so is a great deal that's described as artistic. At the same time, thought can be invigorating, uplifting, freeing, and inspiring. In encountering a new thought, something mysterious and magical can happen. We can find ourselves on a new plateau from which we can survey our experience, a standpoint for making sense of the world that we've never had before. It's as though someone had guided us up a hill to a vantage point which we'd never ventured to previously. The world looks different, enlarged, richer. And this can happen simply through reading a sentence on a page. A few words printed on paper can change our world. This is something magical, I think, something very mysterious.